Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey y'all, hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker, and baby, I am back to give you a dose of vitamin E, honey, to keep you going. You know, this season we are talking about relationships, and I think I'm going to stay parked here for a while just talking about just relationship issues. And if you have like any questions or comments that you want to address or you want to ask, y'all know y'all can always DM me on social media, or you can email me tara@tarajblack.com. And we can discuss some things. Also, if you feel as though you may need a session, a coaching session on your relationship, or even personally for you, hit me up and we can get it going. But I want to, we're talking about, you know, our emotions and talking about relationships and things of that nature. And but I want to ask you a question. Do you believe in checking in your relationship? And when I say checking in, just asking, you know, do I do it for you? Am I still the one? Like, really, like, checking in. Because, like we said a couple of episodes ago, quit assuming. And, you know, I was real big on what's understood and got to be said. No. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So, how often do you check in? Or have you ever checked in? Or you just, you know, went along with the relationship until you couldn't go no more? But if not, I'm going to give you a few pointers to help you. You know, you can, you know, make them your own. But just checking in a relationship, sometimes people can assume that things are going well, or they can assume that you like a certain thing, or they can assume that all is okay because nothing is being discussed. Lies you tell. And we have to learn to check in regardless to how uncomfortable the response or the conversation will be. Because if we don't check in, listen to me, if we don't check in, they're going to think that what they're doing, what they're not doing, what they're saying or what they're not saying, where they're going or where they're not going is okay, and vice versa. So relationship check-in is imperative because, and let me tell you, it's imperative in the time that we're in because there are so many things that are fighting for the attention of us. And I say us as a collective, because there are a lot of things that are fighting for our attention. And sometimes those things and sometimes people who fight for our attention, it really puts a dent in our relationship. And it really, you know, sometimes things are like a hard blow to your relationship, to maybe like a hurricane that's come through and you have to rebuild everything, or maybe a fire. But these are just relationship check-in sample, you know, questions that you can ask just to break the monotony of a long-standing relationship, or even to incorporate in a new relationship. You know, you may want to incorporate this into your new relationship, just having a check-in, a weekly check-in, a monthly check-in, however it is, however frequent you may want to do it. But maybe just start off by asking, you know, asking your person, what's taking up the most space in your head right now? Like, what issue, what problem, what concern is taking up the most space in your head right now? Let's talk about it, you know? And sometimes when we talk about some things, we're able to see it better or understand it or even recognize that it's not as pressing as we think that it is. You know, just say, let's talk about it. And if they don't want to talk about it, okay, let's move on. You know, has there ever been anything that has been annoying to you about me or us lately that I missed. Because y'all, life will happen to us. And sometimes, I'm going to say it, we'll drop the ball in our relationship and we'll keep it going because our spouse or our boyfriends or the girlfriends, you know, they're not saying anything about it, but that doesn't mean that it's not going on in their head or they're not having a mental note of it. So it's important to ask, I said to you earlier, no matter how uncomfortable the conversation or the response is going to be, because ask it and talk about it. Ask it and talk about it. Another question to check in. When have you felt most loved lately? And I'm telling you, don't get offended when they give you the answers. Don't get offended when they give you a response. This is how they feel. Respect how they feel. Respect what they're saying. And you don't have the right to tell them no, it ain't, or no, that's not what it is. These are their feelings. These are your feelings. So husbands, boyfriends, you don't have the right to tell wives or girlfriends, no, that ain't it. Wives, girlfriends, you don't get the right to tell the husband or boyfriend, no, that ain't what it is. No, this is them talking, and this is a check-in, and this is the time for you to fix it so that it does not continue to go down their road. Also, are we happy with the distribution of responsibilities or chores? You know, are we happy with how we pay the bills? I don't know how y'all do it in y'all home, but, you know, are you happy with the distribution of the duties and who does what in the home? Because I'm a country girl. As a country girl, I don't have any brothers. So my daddy made sure, child, we had to mow the acres of grass with a push mow. A push mow. Honey, we had to feed the pigs and the chickens. It was just a whole lot of stuff. We had to hang our clothes on the line. We had to take in clothes. It was just a lot. But, so I have been groomed to do the inside and the outside of the house. Because you can catch me in here cleaning up, or you can catch me outside breaking leaves. I can do it both. But we just checking in. So my husband, he's going to take care of the outside. And all he wants me to do is just, hey, baby, just tighten up in here. But I'd be like, I can come out there and I can help you too. But no, there is an equal distribution of chores and duties within our sanctuary. So that's what I'm saying to you inside of your relationships. You have to make sure that everything is distributed evenly amongst you two. You know, also another question that you can use to check in, just, are we currently supporting each other's goals? You know, these are just, you have to tailor these words to you, but that's something you need to, that's another check-in relationship. Are you supporting one another's goals? Because sometimes you can have a lot on your plate and you can be very busy and maybe your partner is not, or maybe your partner is busy and you are not, but are y'all supporting one another? And even if you are starting a new project or whatever, check in. Use these questions also. Is there anything you miss in our relationship right now? And that question right there, those are for those long-time people, those long-term relationships. Because sometimes when we get together in the beginning, we could do some things, or we would say some things or handle things a certain way. But then as we continue to grow in our relationship, babe, we drop them things off. They fall off. But we still look for them. When I say we, that's either the man or the woman. We really still look for them. But we just say, oh, well, I ain't going to worry about it. But this is a time to check in with your relationship. Because let me tell you why checking in is healthy. Checking in is healthy is because it's almost like taking your car to getting the tune-up done on it. If you take it in for the oil change at the amount at the right time, or if you go and get your tires rotated, or if you go and get your, you know, you are preventing the breakdown of your car because you're doing what needs to be done. So the same thing with your relationship, when it's important to have regular check-ins, because you are circumventing something major from happening if you can catch it at the beginning. Okay. So anyways, another question maybe you can ask is, what can I do regularly so you feel loved and valued? And a lot of times it's not something big that needs to be done regularly. Maybe it's just something that needs to be said. You know, maybe if it's something tiny, you know, just fill my car up with gas or wash my car or, you know, massage my shoulder, rub my, you know, just something regular. Check in. Because me and my husband, we had a conversation once and I asked him and I said, what do you need from me? What do you need from me? And he didn't understand at the moment what I was saying. But what I was saying is, what do you need from me? And I said, I tell you what, I'll go first. What do I need from you to keep me from looking for it in somebody else? And when I broke it down to him like that, he was able to understand it. And that's why I'm saying to you, when you have these regular relationship check-in times, please don't be offended. Please don't get upset about the response, because this is the time that you can fix it. This is the time that you can get your relationship back on track, or this is the time that you can keep it on track. I'm just saying, checking in is not about, you know, just being so, No, checking in is going to help your relationship. It's going to help. And not only is it going to help, it's going to be able to repair and to restore and to renew whatever has been broken or wherever there was a crack. You'll be able to get it fixed. So another check-in question is, what is working well or bad right now? Don't be afraid of the response. Don't be afraid of what's being said, because this is the time that you and your partner are able to talk about this thing. You're able to talk about it. And I think that a lot of us, sometimes we don't want to discuss the hard stuff. But the hard stuff is what you need, because the hard stuff is what's going to build a foundation, a sure foundation in your relationship. Also, another question, is there something you're struggling with at the moment? And how can I support you? You know, sometimes men, they don't want to just lay it all out. You know, and sometimes us as women, because we can be that independent woman, I got it. And then we walking around mad or upset because, you know, our partners didn't help us. Well, you told them. We said we got it. But these are questions that you can use to start. And you may have your own. You may have your own questions. I don't know. But checking in is a healthy tool to implement or to have in your relationship. Because I'm telling you, because you can circumvent issues from arising if you're checking in regularly with one another. Because, you know, as us, as adults, listen to me, we are exposed to new things every day. Every day we get up and leave out of our house, or even if we get on social media, we see things or we hear things or we read things, and we are processing this stuff. So in our relationships, we are growing every, we're still growing on this side of heaven. We learn something new. You should be learning something new every day. But we learn something new every day. Whether it's about ourselves, whether it's about our partners, whether it's about the world. But at the same time, checking in within your relationship is going to be so beneficial even now. Because let me tell you, relationships now, child, you know what you got. You don't know what you're going to get. Now, if you're in a healthy relationship, or if you're in a relationship that can be repaired or restored, or, you know, y'all are both on the same page as far as wanting to make it work, work it. Because I'm telling you, there's some things going on here in these streets. I'm not street made. I'm no, Lord. It's too much going on. It's too much going on out there in the streets. So I'm saying, you, this regular checking in your relationship is going to keep the foundation stable. I'm just saying. So, y'all know I can talk to y'all all day, but baby, I got to get up out of here. So, until the next time, y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to know what you're doing. They want to know how you're doing it. And they most definitely want to see how you maintain it when they know you don't have no relationship check-in. You just go along. But let them know you done listened to Coach TJ Black. And there's going to be some changes in your relationship. And there's going to be some changes in you. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. And remember to keep God first. Keep him first now more than ever. And if you have not accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, I admonish you to repent. Allow him to be Lord of your life and get a relationship with him. So until the next time, y'all be safe and I holla.